Hi everybody, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 3-1 victory against Hamilton today. Really, it should have been Hamilton 1, Ryan FC 3, because it was really the Ryan Kent and Ryan Jack show, certainly in the first half anyway. They got all three goals as well. It wasn't the best of games, to be honest. I've not got a lot of notes here because I was having to deal with a sick child as well as a stream that kept breaking up as well, so I'll do what I can here. First half, I felt we were decent enough. We were creating a lot. We put their keeper under a lot of pressure, and he was making his debut today, apparently, as well, his first team debut, and he made quite a few good saves in the first half. And it's the one thing, if we're creating chances and putting their keeper under pressure, then you've got to be fairly happy with that. We got an early goal and we thought it could have been a rout with Ryan Jack getting the goal. On the 7th minute, it was good play down the right, ball played out to Tavernier, who takes the ball forward, a lovely drop of the shoulder to beat his man, toe pokes it into the box, the defender nips in and he actually managed to get the ball first, but he only got it to Jack, who takes a couple of touches and then hits a cracking shot into the left side past the keeper. Great work initially from Tavernier, maybe the pass was a wee bit off, but we got the break of the ball and Ryan Jack once again outstanding. What a shot, great vision from him, and he had quite a few chances after that where he was the one driving things forward and he was unleashing shots from the edge of the box, unlucky with a couple, and as I said, the keeper made a couple of chances. And we thought, you know, that we were going to go in and steamroller them from them, but it wasn't to be. Hamilton equalised 7 minutes later on the 14th minute, and I've only seen the goal once, but it seemed to be a bit of a defensive calamity, to be honest. The balls were flicked up, they were getting the break of the ball, we weren't covering our men, and they managed to put it past the keeper. So certainly the defence today, on a couple of occasions, especially in the second half, a wee bit suspect, which I'll get into their chance in the second half. But Hamilton seemed to take a wee bit of ascendancy from that. They had a few chances and they were matching us on occasion. We kept on plugging away, their keeper had another couple of good saves to make, and then once again we had the handiest of handy ball situations in the Hamilton box, not given by the keeper. I count that's 4 or 5 times now in the Premiership the opposition have clearly handled in the box, or it's hit their hand or their arm and nothing's been given. It's just awfully coincidental that we are fighting against referees just now and they're not giving us these decisions, but it doesn't help with the rules change this season, where I don't think referees really know what to give for a handball or not in these days. You know, certainly the guy's arm was down by his side, but it was a wee bit flailing out and it clearly changed that it prevented the ball from going forward. So I don't know what counts as a handball anymore if that's not given. Once again, the 4th or 5th time that has happened to us now in the Premiership, somebody at the SFA needs to have a look at this and instruct the referees a wee bit better, because as far as everyone's concerned, apart from Scottish referees, that was a handball. But anyway, we kept on plugging on and we got our second goal on the 43rd minute with the other Ryan, this time scoring, Ryan Kent. The ball was down the right hand side, he got the ball, he cuts inside, drops the shoulder to create space for himself and unleashes a beauty from about 19 yards into the top bin. It was absolutely fantastic goal there from Ryan Kent there. So good time to score as well, and into half time. So normally when we've started off sluggish, we've absolutely pilloried the opposition in the second half. But that never happened today. We were sluggish. We seemed to go backwards. Hamilton had a lot of possession. They were up our end of the park quite a bit. There wasn't a great deal they'd done with it, mind you. I think McGregor had a couple of decent saves, but nothing too clear cut. I think he had a decent one towards the end of the game as well. Hamilton's best chance of the half came on the 65th minute, when the ball was crossed across our goal. Their attacker was sliding in, he completely missed the ball. If he had contacted it, it was an empty net for him to slide into. I think it was only from about 2 yards out. That was the let off we got there. And fortunately, I don't know if we've taken heed from that or what, but it seemed to galvanise us a wee bit. We made a couple of changes. Arfield, Aribo and Defoe all eventually came off in due course. Ojo, Davis and Morelos came on. Controversy once again with the referee, where Davies for Hamilton, he clearly held back our player, the ball kept on playing on, then he fouled another one of our players, the referee blew, and in absolute astonishment, the foul was for Hamilton. I don't understand what that was all about. The resulting free kick was played in. We cleared it. The ball was getting played up the park. Morelos was trying to get to the ball, clearly getting held back by the player. Now, bearing in mind, he had already only been on 3 minutes. He tried to shrug off the defender. The referee seen that as a foul to Hamilton and gave Morelos a booking, when clearly there's been several fouls by other Hamilton players that have been let go. No yellow cards given. Absolutely baffling refereeing once again. You know, just crazy refereeing within the space of a couple of minutes there. Just baffling. But anyway, we did manage to keep the heat, and we got our third goal on the 92nd minute with none other than Ryan Kent getting a brace. It was a long ball down the right, knocked out by their defender, but only falls to Ryan Jack, who played a square pass to Morelos, who himself squares it to Kent just inside of the box, who slots into the bottom left-hand corner. Great goal all round as well. So, not the emphatic win we wanted or we could have had. Plastic pitch maybe played a part in it. A bit sluggish coming back from international break. We seem to do that time and time again. I don't know what the issue is there. You know, Arfield was subbed off. Not the greatest of games again. It wasn't the only one. Certainly the standouts were the two Ryans today. And Tavernier in the first 15 minutes was looking lively, but then he dropped off. So it's the 3 points. It wasn't the greatest of victories, but we'll take it nonetheless. Obviously, Celtic won 4-0 yesterday, so they've went a couple of more goals in front of us. But ultimately, we need to keep winning. And, you know, there'll come a point when we absolutely steamroll our team and bring that back, surely. So we'll see what happens. So next game is on Thursday, obviously, in the European game. So Dave and I won't be back this week. It'll be probably after next weekend. So it'll be another couple of games before we're back. So I hope everyone has a good rest of your Sunday. And thank you for listening, and bye.